At the January 8th meeting, the assembly voted to appoint former board member Marianne Hall and incumbent David Lamb to the Sitka Community Hospital Board, choosing not to reappoint the board president, Connie Sipe. But after they appointed the two, Deputy Mayor Stephen Eisenbeis said City Clerk Sarah Peterson, who was not in attendance, realized there had been a mistake.
When the city redid the hospital board, and they made sure that there were people from certain specific backgrounds and expertise who sat on the board, we realized that we did not advertise in accordance with code, and therefore the assembly's actions were not in compliance with code.
The available seats, the financial and medical positions, require special knowledge according to city code. Since they hadn't designated which seats Lamb and Hall would be taking, City Attorney Brian Hansen recommended that the assembly rescind the offers, readvertise, and reappoint. During public testimony, David Lamb came forward and said he would be fine with the medical position he applied for, but did not want the assembly to move forward if it meant he would receive the financial position.
I can do quality assurance. I can do personnel actions. I can do medical staff issues. But very honestly, the thing I'm the weakest at is budgeting and spreadsheets. Unlike the person who's in that position right now, Connie, who does it extremely well and is very knowledgeable. So I have heard it mentioned as a possibility that you don't need to rescind this, but you could just appoint me to the financial position and appoint Marianne Hall to the medical position. And I would like to say that would be a disaster. I am not qualified for the financial position. Thank you.
Assemblymember Valerie Nelson said she wouldn't vote to rescind the previous decision. The financial seat could go to Hall.
When I had a conversation with the clerk, I said, why couldn't Marianne Hall be the financial position anymore? Why wouldn't she be as qualified as Connie Sipe? Connie Sipe is not any one of those things. Yes, she runs Center for Community. But Marianne Hall, by virtue of being a homemaker, could be considered a financial position. So I'm not going to vote in favor of rescinding my vote.
The conversation shifted when it came to city code. Nelson said she felt the assembly breaks code, quote, quite often, and that now was the opportune time to bring up a conflict of interest she planned on addressing during persons to be heard later in the evening.
I contacted our attorney back on December 6th, after forcible entry and detainer hearing against Assemblymember Bean, whereby he said to Judge Pate at 3:42 p.m., I'm waiting on a deposit, a check from a client, and it's a big client, Search Hospital. They buy trips for me in the summer. I've sent the email yesterday asking for the money, and I haven't received it.
Nelson was speaking of a lawsuit, which KCAW reported on prior to the election, between her husband, Connor Nelson, and incumbent Assemblymember Aaron Bean over loan repayments and eviction of Bean's marijuana dispensary, Greenleaf, Inc. Nelson was a 10% shareholder of the business, and though the ordinance on the table didn't involve the lawsuit between the parties or Search, courtroom tensions still spilled over into assembly deliberations.
This guy, this assembly member we have at the table, and I'm advising you now that we need to decide if he's going to partake in hospital issues, maybe make it an agenda item and
point of order.
In public.
Point of order. First of all, have I received any money prior to Valerie? I mean, this has nothing to do with the motion on the floor, A. B, when the time is right, I will give the disclosure. Up until now, I haven't had business with them.
The disclosure did not impact the vote, and the motion to rescind the appointments failed 3-3 with Nelson, Assemblymembers Richard Ween, and Kevin Mosier voting against. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.